Our Impact on the Colorado Montane by Coda Huskins. Imagine a day where every tree and animal in the Colorado forests were gone. For us, this might be our future. But we may have the solution, but for now, it may be out of our reach. Our effect on the environment is huge, and only we can find the solution. One problem we have placed in the environment is fragmentation. Fragmentation is the process of separating habitats. We fragmentate habitats by building ski resorts, roads, and houses. Ski resorts need to deforest the environment to make room for skiers. Roads can cut through habitats. We have a solution for the roads, natural overpasses and underpasses. Natural overpasses are like bridges for animals. Natural underpasses make the road like the bridge while animals go under. Houses are less like roads and ski resorts. Houses can take up all of a habitat, but there is land that houses cannot be built on, like the national forest. Another problem is the quality of the air and the water. This makes it very hard to live in the montane forest. The pollution for our waters can have chemicals in it, making it very dangerous to drink. A solution to this problem is to stop throwing trash and other things into the waters. The air can have acid rain and mercury and methane in it. This is caused by using fossil fuels to power our home. One solution is not to use a lot of fossil fuels in our homes. Another solution is to plant more trees. Trees can remove chemicals from the air and turn them into oxygen. There are some things that us humans don't do but can stop. These elements include the pine beetle. The pine beetle kills trees. The dead trees are very vulnerable to lightning. One solution is making an area where pine beetles have their own habitat. We could do this by removing a thick line of trees that pine beetles couldn't cross over. This would stop the pine beetles from spreading. The other thing the pine beetles do is making fuel for our forest fires. They kill trees and make them extremely vulnerable. Forest fires can go through entire forests and kill pretty much everything in their path. They usually start when lightning strikes dead trees. In conclusion, I think we can prevent these terrible things, but we're just not trying hard enough.